C, whose library we have, we noticed the Dead Sea Scrolls, they describe themselves as a living temple. And there's lovely fragments, only fragments, so we haven't got a hold of it. And they say that they are a living temple. They for the priests and the people of the foundations, the high priests were the pinnacles of this temple, but the whole community was the temple. And the Christians recognized a good idea when they saw one. And so they took over this idea as well. At the end of the book of Revelation, if you read in Revelation 21, you've got a picture there of the building of the new temple, the heavenly city, and you have the foundations and the gates, and these are the angels and the prophets of Israel. And then we have Jesus in his letter promising the faithful Christian that the faithful Christian will become a pillar in his new temple. So we think of ourselves as parts of the temple, but also pillars of the temple. And that is very, very important. So, living stones, you're built into a spiritual house. And the second thing St. Peter said was, you have to be a holy priesthood. It's very easy to think of the priesthood as being them, rather than us. But there is a sense in which we are all called to be priests. And when St. Peter was saying this, he was only echoing the teaching implied in our Lord's Prayer, which we heard about in our Gospel reading. This was a protest against the existing temple in Jerusalem and its priesthood, who had become very corrupt. Jesus prophesied, Mark chapter 13, verse 2, there's other places where this is written, that the corrupt temple in Jerusalem, which had become very corrupt indeed, this temple would be destroyed and he would build another. And the living stones of the Christian community are the new temple that Jesus came to build. Now, the temple in Jerusalem had become very corrupt. There were all sorts of considerations that they had that were not part of the business of being the temple. The priests were corrupt. They were no longer giving true teaching. The priests wanted to ensure that they had the right amount of money in times of famine. We know that the priests used to send out their gangs of thugs, really, to make sure that the poor peasants gave their 10% tithe to the temple before they had any food for themselves. So they really were, we've got written evidence for this, a pretty corrupt bunch. And many, many, many of the contemporary texts that we have from the Dead Sea Scrolls and other places show that the priests had simply lost their way. They were taking over attractive ideas from Greek society. And one of the ways this was summed up, they were described as men who loved smooth things. They wanted everything to be easy. They were playing to a big audience. They didn't want to say anything to the people. And above all, they wanted to make quite sure that they had plenty of money. And so Jesus overturns the temple, the tables of the money changers, and he prophesies that this temple will be destroyed. And many people referred to the high priests, all of them, as the wicked priest. And then when his successor took office, he was another wicked priest. And Peter called Christians to be a holy priesthood. Recover what this meant. The priests were the people who knew the things of God and taught them to the world outside.